Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
When's the last time you had to deal with a difficult person? It may be somebody that came along and took something from you that they had no right to take. Or maybe they're doing it more passive-aggressive, where they're throwing blocks in your path of progress. So now it's going to take even longer to get where it is that you want to go. It doesn't matter if you're going after a goal or if it's someone in your environment that you have to interact with on a daily basis. Instead of having actions for impact, because you're having to deal with them, you're actually being infected. And the first thing that you want to realize, you cannot outgive somebody's bad behavior. But before we focus on them and what it is that they're doing and what you can begin to move into to reclaim your power for progress, let's look at what happens to you when you're dealing with a difficult person. Now, a difficult person is different than a difficult situation that they may be having, and now you're having to deal with it also. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But when it's difficult, the very first thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to become disordered. And disorder simply means that you take your focus off of what needs to happen in order to bring yourself out at your healthiest. And you need to put your focus maybe on them and the experience, and you're trying to figure out what has to happen. If that goes on too long, then you become dysregulated. Now, this is when nervousness, stress, tension take place. You can call it anxiety. Just a sidebar here, anxiety is a diagnosis that when medical professionals give it, they tell you you need to be on meds. I don't prescribe meds. I am a certified hypnotist as well as a strategic interventionist. I give you processes and systems that are going to reveal you at your healthiest. So that's why I have to watch some of the terms that I use. So you become dysregulated, where, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about this? Then if that goes on too long, you start to become dysfunctional. This is where you ruminate. You think about it again and again and again. And it starts to spread out and infect other areas of your life. And if that goes on long enough, you become toxic. This is where your system begins to rebel. Your immune system tanks and you just don't feel good. Now, when I say long enough, what does that mean when it goes on long enough? Well, if you've had this experience again and again, you can go through all four of these stages in 1,000th of 1 second. So we begin to put up boundaries. Think of a boundary like a container. I have my glass of water with me. If I didn't have it in a glass, it would run all over my desk and I wouldn't be able to utilize it. So it has a boundary that keeps it contained in a way that it can be optimized. You need boundaries for yourself, things that are going to be a container for your brilliance and your magnificence. So we're going to be talking about boundaries. We're going to be talking about rules. But you want to know that one of the things that you can do through what is labeled an affinity bias is fall into a rescuing relationship. Oh, it's a mouthful, isn't it? So an affinity bias simply says that we will favor people who are like us. If you're in my world, it's because you haven't been through some annoyances. It is because you have been to the pit of pain. You've had some stuff happen to you. It should never have happened. And I am truly, truly sorry for that. And it wasn't your fault. But we do have to take 100% responsibility and moving forward. And when you fall into a rescue relationship, it means that you will give people additional chances that they might not have earned because you wish someone would have come along and given you the chance to get out of what you were experiencing, and they didn't. You had to get through it the best you could. Well, an affinity bias, when it says that we favor people who are like us, you can begin to make excuses for people who are doing things that are dysfunctional based on their experiences, whether it's current or in their painful past, and again, enable them to continue on this path where they're going to keep hurting others. Well, whether they do that with others or not, it's not what we're interested in. We're interested in that you have impact in your own life and you're not infected by what it is that they're doing. So that affinity bias is incomplete. You need to be able to upgrade it because there are people who have dealt with difficult others, OPS, other people's shit. They've dealt with it in a way that brings them out at their healthiest. What that other person chooses to do, you are going to create the experience for them to make a better choice. But if they do not, their access is going to be restricted to you. The way you do that is you move from a rescue relationship where you're giving them what you wish someone would have given you, and instead you upgrade it into the twins of truth and grace. Truth says they did something that was wrong. And when we do things that are wrong, we have consequences. But those consequences can be tempered with grace. Well, let's look at grace. What does that mean? Because if you have truth without grace, then what you have is judgment. If you have grace without truth, then you have lack of boundaries. Okay, so let's start with grace first. What is grace? Grace is not the absence of consequences. Grace is simply you are for them in a way that they haven't earned. You are for them because there wasn't anybody there for you. You're there for them in creating an experience where they can step into their healthiest selves. It's a choice. See, even God can't give somebody. I'll get it out. Even God cannot outgive somebody's dysfunction because grace is not earned. It's given. You're giving them the experience. But if they've been acting in a disordered, dysregulated, dysfunctional, toxic way where it is trying to take your power away from you, well, they have to repent. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going into a closet next to you and telling you everything that they did wrong. When we look at the word repent, And one of its original meanings, it says, to change your mind and then to take action on it. Golly gee whiz, there we have it. The truth is that they did something that caused you a problem. That's the truth. And now you're going to give them grace. And you're going to give them grace by giving them the opportunity to correct it. See, we have four types of boundaries. The first type of boundary says that, hey, I got this. I don't need anybody else's assistance. That's whenever you're doing something and someone comes along and goes, hey, I'll help you with that. And you're like, no, you draw a boundary. Don't need it. Second type of boundary is when you need to ask something of someone. And if they decide not to go along with it, then there are going to be consequences. Then I'll give you an example of this. I had someone that threw me under the bus big time a couple of years ago. What they did, I dealt with consequences for quite a long time. And then after they did it, they came back into my life and they wanted a favor from me. And I said, okay, so I'm going to give them grace. The truth was, they had wronged me. I'm going to give them grace, the ability to repent. And I said, okay, what's changed? What's different? Because here is the experience, how I saw it, and what I felt about it. Notice I didn't accuse them of anything. I said, you know, this is what I experienced and how I felt. And this is what I need. I need something to change. So you tell me how you're going to change. What's changed in this, Miss K? And she's like, this isn't about the past. I said, but your past behavior is the best predictor of my future if I engage with you. So tell me, what's changed? And then she tried to divert it with something else. And I'm like, okay, well, when you can tell me what is going to change in your behavior so I don't get those same results, then you can reach out to me. And that was the end of it. That concluded it. See, boundaries bless, rules restrict. Boundary says, this is a container for my magnificence and brilliance, and I can offer somebody grace. That's a boundary, as I was just talking about. But then there are going to be consequences if you can't follow along. And rules, which comes after boundaries, restrict someone's access to you if they do not honor your boundaries. So the second one is, hey, this is what I'm asking. And if you can't go along with it, there's going to be consequences. The third type of boundary is when you need assistance. This is when my clients reach out to me and go, how do I do this? So when I say assistance, you need assistance from an authority figure who's achieved this. They have a process and a system that they can pass on to you. And then the fourth type of boundary is, oh, I've done all I can. I'm walking away. That's it. It's complete. Why do we even have boundaries? The number one reason why to have boundaries keep you safe. The second reason is they give you needed information about the other person. The third reason for boundaries, you take that information and now you know how to move forward. And then the fourth reason for a boundary is that, go back to number one, now that you have a plan, what type of boundary do you need to keep you safe? So you're giving grace. You're for them. You ask them to change their mind. You give them that ability to repent. And if they choose not to, then there has to be consequences. And this is when you begin to upgrade your affinity bias to where you just don't favor people who are having experiences where they got a lot of pain in their life and maybe they need somebody to rescue them. You have an affinity for people who want to grow because there are others out there who will be difficult, not that they're having a difficult challenge. Difficult challenge, they recognize that you are giving them another chance to move forward with you. But if they're going to be a difficult person, not just in a difficult challenge, but a difficult person, here's where the difference comes in. You've got something they don't. And their affinity bias says that they favor not learning how to have it. They favor they don't want you to have it. And they will do everything they can to take it away from you, to cause you to lose your focus, to have feelings that are going to continue to cause you to feel dysregulated. And then you go round and round and round instead of straightening out the path, getting back into progress. That's what they'd rather see. They don't want to step up to your lover. They want to drag you down to theirs. That's a difficult person. And you need to restrict access to you because it's not going to get any better. They don't want to be better. They want you below them. It's how they feel powerful that they were able to take something from you. So remember, even God cannot outgive somebody's dysfunction. And you cannot outgive their bad behavior. Instead, grace and truth, boundaries and rules, and having an affinity for growth and moving into progress. Until we get together again, blessings on you reaching greater heights of success with less effort. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high-quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.